On this Monday afternoon, let's check in on the agricultural weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Wrist Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks for being here. Can you tell me a little bit about the weather forecast for the Midwest? Guys are wrapping up harvest. Some are doing a little tillage if they've got that left. And, of course, anhydrous ammonia is going on full steam.
Now let's start first from a precipitation outlook standpoint. There will be some rain activity across Illinois and the Corn Belt this week. The next opportunity for precip will be later on tomorrow night, and that will extend into Wednesday morning here across Illinois and along and as well as much of the eastern Corn Belt. Beyond that, another minor wave pushing through on Friday, actually maybe a few snow showers way up north, but not accumulating to anything of significance. And then that looks to be followed by another system during the early part of next week, basically right around 1 week from now. And that also looks to be rain, except maybe some snow in the far northern part of the Midwest. Now, with these systems coming through, they will drag down a little bit of cooler air. And that's one of the main takeaways going forward, is that from a temperature perspective, we are going to see more variability, such as what we've seen over the past several days. So the record warmth that we saw back the early part of last week and even in the middle part of that week that gave way to the colder conditions this weekend, that ultra warmth is basically over. However, it's not like we're reverting into a colder than normal pattern. Rather, the pattern upcoming will still be slightly warm bias, but within that some variability. But actually the coldest days here coming up, it looks like from now through the end of next week, are right here in front of us. That's today and into tomorrow before then temperatures begin warming up, and we do not look to drop down to the levels such as we're currently seeing, at least through the end of next week.
Can you talk to me just a little bit about the drought in the Southeast as it pertains to potential weather next year, if at any, whether those have a correlation somewhere along the lines for a growing season?
Yeah, certainly the drought has intensified over the past 30 days. The Southeast has been one of the driest regions, and that dryness really began to evolve late summer and into the start of fall. There's been other areas here in the central and eastern U.S. that have been on the dry side, but certainly Southeast, especially Alabama into Georgia and portions of the western Carolinas, have been the driest. And going forward, really don't see any kind of significant relief. There will be an opportunity coming up. Actually, the storm system here in the middle of the country about a week from now may produce a little bit of relief across the Southeast during the first half of next week. But that is very debatable right now. And that's one of the items going into this winter, is that there are some indications with our weak La Nina event and the way that global sea surface temperatures are configured that the southern U.S. looks to be one of the driest areas. And for some areas that have already been on the dry side, such as the Southeast, as well as portions of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, those will be areas to watch here. And ultimately, more emphasis will be placed on those areas, seeing replenishment of soil moisture as we go into, well, the next planting season for summer crops, but then also for winter wheat as it goes through spring growth.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You have a very good afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.